good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, April the 27th, 2016. 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up on 1:14, Scott Spears along with you for hour number two of the Now program today, and this is going to be a great hour. Coming up in the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson, who will be coming here to Marion on Thursday night, May the 12th, for the Big Night of 1,000 Stars charity events. Tickets are $10. You can get them here at the radio station in the Marion Center Mall. May 12th, 7 p.m., Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas also coming into town. You're not going to want to miss that. But before we get to any of that, we're going to have a guest on I had on a few months ago, and I am so glad she has come back. Recently turning 107 years old, she became a viral sensation earlier on this year when she danced with President and Mrs. Obama. We're so glad to welcome back to these microphones Virginia McLernan. Virginia, how are you?
Oh, fine, you?
Doing very well. Virginia, I do want to go back to that day with the Obamas. What was that like?
Oh, that was one of the greatest time of my life. I always wish for that I didn't think it would ever happen, but it did.
Why did you break into a dance that day?
I was so glad to see him. I couldn't do nothing but dance. I was so happy to see him and his wife.
What kind of people are they?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
When you were growing up as a little girl, in the teens of the 20th century, did you ever think you'd live to see the day there would be an African-American president?
No, I didn't. Where I grew up at, they were separated. And I didn't think that this would ever, ever happen in life. And I was so happy to be the one to represent black history to the president. I didn't think I was going to get a chance to touch him. I thought that she could never get close to the president. But I thank God I got close to him and I danced to him, and that was the happiest day of my life, and his wife. And they both were beautiful. I thought she was going to be a kind of heavy, big lady, but she needed a bed. I was so happy that day.
You were there as a representation of black history. When you look back at the 20th century, you lived it. Who are the key figures in your mind, the most important people in black history?
In Washington? Who were the most important people in my life?
Yes.
Well, that particular time where I grew up at, to me, it was like going to church, but I didn't ever think that I'd ever get a chance to Washington, D.C., period. And I grew up going to church, going to school, and back home and work the next day. I didn't ever think these days would ever happen to me. I didn't even think I would live to get this age.
Well, that's very interesting, because last time we spoke, Virginia, it was back in February, and you were 106.
Now, yes, it was.
on March the 12th, you turned 107. What did you do for your birthday?
March the 12th.
What did you do for your birthday?
Well, I went to a surprise birthday party. I don't know what part of Southeast it was. And I kept asking what I'm going there for. And they said, oh, it's a surprise to you. And I said, well, where is it? And they said, don't worry about that. You're going to be picked up. And I said, picked up? And they said, yep. Say, you don't have to worry about where it was going to be. And this particular day was on a Friday. I think it was Friday, February the 11th, I believe. And this car came to pick me and my son up, and it was Miss Christmas, Carol Christmas. And I said, "Where are we going?" She said, "Don't worry about it, just get in the car, you and your son." So myself and my son and Miss Christmas and the driver, and they carried me, and I said, "Well, where are we going?" They said, "Don't worry, you ride." So when we got there, the camera and everything was there. I said, "Oh my goodness, what is this?" And they said, "Wait a minute, don't get out." So when I got out of the car, I was in front of the cameras, and I didn't know what to say or what to do. And they said, "Okay," so they followed me over there, and Bob Furniture, Bob's store, had all this furniture and a special chair for me. And I said, "Oh my goodness." And they spoke to me, and then we went inside. It was over 300 people, and I just shouted for joy because I didn't know. My pastor and a lot of I guess it was about 40 of my members from my church were there. And I was so surprised. I was so happy. The mayor and also the lady, I don't know why I can't think of her name right, but she's a very important lady that would be in, it's not the mayor, but the other lady, I can't call her name right now. But I was happy, so we all went in this place, and they had all kind of plays and people talking about. It was a great day for me that Friday.
Virginia, when we talked last, you were living in an apartment that you had lived in for a long time that needed...
You know, my hearing is bad.
Oh, okay.
Let me put the speaker on. Let me see, can I put the speaker on? Okay, let me see, can I hear you?
Is that a little better, Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yes,
here we go.
Thank you.
Last time we talked, you were living in an apartment that needed a little bit of work done, and I hear since you have a new place and new furniture. What's that like?
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I feel like I'm living now, but the other apartment I had was, it was gone down real bad. Ever since the, Mr. Smith, William Smith, passed, and the Damlin sold that building, and it just went down. I still don't know who owned it, but I had to pay rent to somebody living in Southeast, but I don't know who owned it now. But thank God I'm out it. The door stand open, the glass in the door was broken, and no lock on the front door, and anybody walk in and out when they got ready. And that wasn't too good for me.
I'm so glad you're in your new place, Virginia.
I love it.
I love that you love it. Now you have to tell us the secret, Virginia. If we want to live to be 107, how do we do it?
I don't know. I grew up in church, Mark. Grandfather was a minister, and he always taught us to serve the Lord, to treat people like we want to be treated, and don't forget to say your prayers and bless the food the Lord gives you. That was one of his secrets, and he said, don't forget to say your prayers. Don't forget to thank the Lord for what he gives you to eat. And I said, we ain't got nothing but buttermilk and corn ready. He said, thank you for that. So you didn't have to have that.
You know, Virginia, it's very interesting because you lived during a time when there were separate bathrooms and separate drinking fountains and separate restaurants for people
yes.
of color.
Yes.
And you did live in an apartment that unfortunately was not kept up as well as it should by the landlord. But how
oh,
has...
No, we didn't have no electricity. Oh, a one-bedroom apartment. I used to have a one-bedroom apartment. And it was about 50 cents a week.
Well, and that...
What?
And, yeah, and that being said, with all those adversities, how has your faith in God stayed so strong?
I don't know. But he had to tell me, I tell you, I used to pay like 50 cents a week for this one-bedroom apartment, and I could make a curtain to separate the bedroom from the living room. that was all I knew, and that's the way I thought it was to be. And the bathroom had signs. This would be white, and that would be black. And the places we couldn't go in, unless it take us in places we could go in. It would just had signs on everything when I come along.
You know, Virginia, I know you're grateful for everything, but being a senior citizen and knowing that other senior citizens face those conditions too, do you think the country should do something about that?
I think they did great there, because, you know, when I was born, and far as I knew it wasn't any doctors, because when I come along, I didn't see no doctors. And I don't know nothing, but it was no birth certificate, but everything had to be written down in a book. And my parents had wrote all our birth certificates in a called a family Bible. And when they passed, my oldest sister, she got that. And her children, I don't think she must pay too much. But when I had to have my birth certificate and I talked to her about it, she told them kids throw it up my throat and they tried. So then I didn't have no way of getting no birth certificate because, and they didn't have sensory and stuff like that. So I was completely out. But when I got here in Washington, someone take me to the police station, and they told me they was going to make my picture, and they made my picture, and they asked me when was I born, and I had an accident. I had to have four discs removed and replaced in my back, and they had a man to go out. I was in D.C. General Hospital. They had a man to go out as a field agent looking for my birth certificate. And he found my baby sister of my first daddy. My mother was married twice. And they give him her birthday, which was 1916. And that was my youngest kid, my mother's youngest kid, baby from her first marriage. So that's what I've been going with. But then when it boiled down, I'm older than that. And then some of them figured up my dead now that I was born 1909. And that's what I was going, but when I went back looking for her, she had passed. So then I had no way of getting my birth certificate, no more than memories.
Virginia.
And I had such a hard time. And then when I wrote back to Chesterfield County, they said I had to have ID to get a paper from that country. So the same thing I had to have here. So then when we went someone, a friend of mine, wrote to Mayor, and he got involved, and I don't know what happened, but she was here to my house the other day, and that saved the Lord. Thank God from heaven that if you're 70 years old, you could get it, because that time nobody kept record. You couldn't go back hall and pick up anything, because sometimes the midwife didn't turn it in, and sometimes the parents, if they turn it in, would throw away the paper or something. So they didn't keep no record of people back in then. So she made it possible for me to get my ID, and I thank the Lord for that.
What?
And bless her, and everyone helped her for this.
Virginia, what does it mean to you to now be able to have your ID?
It means a lot for the happy days of my life, too. Happy days I had, for I can shout about it, tell the people about it. It feels so good. Meeting the president and his wife, meeting the mayor come into my home and help me get my ID. I couldn't even get this apartment without an ID.
What have the last 3 months been like for you?
Beautiful. I just feel so good. Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking on air, and I feel like a real woman.
How has this changed your life, meeting the Obamas?
Great. Great in life meeting, because I didn't think this would ever in life happen from where I come from. I always tell them this is a different world from where I come from.
Where do you come from, Virginia? Where have you come from?
South Carolina.
And when you now look at this, what do you still want to do? At 107, what goals do you have?
Serving the Lord. And I want to go to heaven when I die. And I can tell them all about how I was treated and how happy you all made me to meet the president. And he's a black man and a black wife.
Virginia.
Tell the Lord all about you.
Virginia, I think you're going to get a chance. I think you're going to, well, make it past the next election. When you
go, I hope so. I hope so. And I hope I'll be able to vote this year.
Who would you?
I don't know. I'm afraid of the other man that's running for president. I'm just afraid. But we never know the Lord. Everything in the Lord's hand.
Who would you vote for today if you could?
Well, if I have to vote, it's not my choice, but the Lord knows who's going to be president. I would vote for Miss Clinton.
Would it be something as a woman to see the first woman president?
Well, it would be great, because I feel like that, well, I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Republican, because I don't have nothing but what y'all give me. So I'm a Democrat. I'm in the poll race, and I'm happy with it because y'all have made me happy. And I was afraid of the other man with all the money.
Virginia, you have now lived 107 years. If you had to give somebody advice on how to live a good life, what have you learned in your life?
Treat people like you want to be treated. Love everybody, regardless what they say, long as they don't hit you. You just say, oh, you know not what you've done, or thank you, and treat people nice. Love people. Help everybody you can. And my mother taught me that every day. Wake up with a song and a smile and fill your love to my day every day with love. And let me walk with a song and a smile.
Virginia, what song did you wake up with this morning?
Fill my way every day with love. Let me love everybody. I don't want to mistreat nobody because I don't want nobody to mistreat me. If they mistreat me, I take it to the Lord and leave it.
Virginia, you're one of the great people. I enjoy talking with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia.
I enjoy talking with you.
You're a genuine...
It makes me feel good. Every time I talk about the Lord, I feel Him all in my soul.
Virginia, when you... we know you like to dance. Do you like to sing as well?
Well, I used to sing, but I can't sing anymore. I done got too old. My voice is too weak. Weak now.
You sound good today. What was your favorite
Thank
song,
you.
Virginia? What was your favorite song?
Fill my day, every day with love, as I walk along with a song and a smile. Fill my way with love every day.
Virginia, you yes. stay well, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you stay well.
Virginia McLernan, 107 years old. How about that? Any thoughts on the program so far? We have a little time here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about Jim Albright, the last guard out of Alcatraz? And remember, he is the last guard out of Alcatraz, and there is a book. And the book is called The Last Guard Out of Alcatraz, Last Guard Out, Jim Albright. We thank him for that program on Alcatraz. If you have any thoughts on that, give me a call. And 107-year-old Virginia McLernan, what a delight that lady is. 107 years old, she's got her new house, her new furniture, and she now has her ID, so she will be able to vote. But what do you make of what she said about... Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? You know, that's a very interesting take by a woman who I think wishes no ill will on anybody. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you and get your thoughts on anything going on. Do want to let you know that there is an open house at Brookdale. That's tomorrow night. 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday night, good friends and fun for the public at the Old Sterling House on Barks Road East. Food and all kinds of stuff. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, April the 28th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Don't forget the 17th annual Night of 1,000 Stars is coming up Thursday, May the 12th at 7 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Tickets are $10. That night, the Humanitarian Award recipient will be Thunderbolt Patterson, legendary pro wrestler, and the Pioneer Award will go to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. Performing that night, the Martha Douse Dance Studio, the Dance Factory, and the Lasekni Brothers. If you want to get any tickets, you can call 740-383-9944 or come to the WWGH Studios, located in the Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop, any Monday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., or you can get them at the door the night of the show. Doors open at 6 p.m. And that same night, when Night of 1,000 Stars is over, we go to Classic Championship Wrestling's presentation of Spring Brawl. That's Thursday, May the 12th as well, 8 p.m. at Tri-Rivers Career Center. Acting commissioner that night, legendary wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. He'll also be doing commentary. There'll be a CCW title match. Bobo Brazil Jr. will face the great Akuma from the Land of the Rising Sun. Mr. USA Tony Atlas will step into the ring one more time and face the diet guru Slim Trimmins with his manager Pinky Shortcake. And again, the loser of this match will have a Twinkie pushed down their throat. Also that night, Lockdown versus GDT in one-on-one action. GDT will be accompanied to the ring by Miss Kimberly. And the man from California, 7 foot, Mr. 90210, will face local favorite Demon Khan. Again, you can get your tickets, 740-383-9944. Or come to the Marion Center Mall, WWGH Studios, right next to the Crafters Coop. And pick those up any Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. or get them at the door the night of the show. The show is Thursday, May the 12th, right around the corner. Spring Brawl, Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas, Bobo Brazil Jr., the Great Akuma, we found out today, George Kasotis, will be our ring announcer again. It is going to be a can't-miss event, and who knows what things will be added between now and May the 12th. You better get their tickets while they last. And don't forget, tomorrow, April the 28th, at 12:10 on this program, we're going to have Robert Luke, former armed bank robber and prisoner at Alcatraz. He was there from 1954 to 1959. That'll be tomorrow, April the 28th. And also tomorrow, Tara Dyer, 110, coming to discuss a boycott of the Marion area relays put on by the Marion City Schools for a lack of diversity in hiring people in the Marion City School District. Tara will be in here tomorrow, a former teacher with Marion City Schools. So that is how it shapes up as of now. Again, any questions or comments regarding anything that went on last night in the big political scene? Donald Trump won 5 states, Hillary Clinton won 4, Bernie Sanders won 1. What do you think? Give us a call. Do you have any comments on Virginia McLaurin, 170-year-old lady being denied her ID, or Jim Albright, the last guard out of Alcatraz? Or do you have any questions in general about maybe this boycott that's going to be going at the Marion area relays in regard to non-hiring of diversity in the Marion City Schools? Do you think that could be a problem? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. We'll be here for 20 more minutes this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned, but dial that number, 740-383-9944. It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. The guests are amazing, from legendary First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
That's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling, and I just adored my ghost.
To legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
Well, God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitated but never duplicated, and I'd like to say you're a great guy. So whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Ohio, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not us.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
And legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me when. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off.
Don't miss it, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio. Hey, Scott Spears back with you. 42 minutes past the hour. We might have a special guest here coming up momentarily, so stay tuned. But certainly a lot of fun today. Jim Albright from Alcatraz, Virginia McLernan, and every other thing going on. What a very interesting day this has been here on the program. Now, again, we've got all kinds of things coming up in the days to come, and there's something here. I know I have another... Oh, here we go. It's a medication disposal day coming up this Saturday, April the 30th, here at the Marion County Building, 222 West Center Street in Marion in the rear parking lot, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Saturday, April the 30th, medication disposal day, the Marion County Building, 222 West Center Street. So that's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's a good thing to get rid of any medication you are not using anymore. Luncheon with the First Ladies is coming up. The Marion County Historical Society, featuring some of the great First Ladies, Jane Pierce, Lucy Hayes, Helen Taft, Grace Coolidge, and Pat Nixon. Remember when Gloria Steinem used to call her Plastic Pat? That's June the 4th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tri-Rivers Career Center. You can go and ask what Pat Nixon thinks of that. That's at Tri-Rivers. Tickets are $20. Advance sales only. Tickets are available at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street. Telephone number 740-387-4255. Or go to the website www.marionhistory.com. Remember, we're streaming live all over the place. Tune in. Get your app. Tune in. On your cell phone or wireless device. We'd love to have you join us that way. And the Night of a Thousand Stars and Spring Brawl, the wrestling event, May the 12th, 7 p.m., Tri-Rivers Career Center, 740-383-9944 for tickets, or come out to the mall and get them. Pre-sale tickets. It's going to be a big, big event. Mr. USA, Tony Atlas, and wrestling legend Thunderbolt Patterson. We are going to take one more break in this program, then come back with maybe some special guests, maybe some talk. You never know. 15 minutes left. If you're out there and want to call in, give us a ring, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, what would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hand in a lovely fire. I will do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Hey, Scott Spears back with you here, 47 minutes past the hour. Do want to alert you, they're in Columbus. This is the Columbus campus, not Marion, Columbus. According to medics, two people have been injured in a home invasion shooting on West Northbound Avenue near the OSU campus in Columbus, Wednesday afternoon. One person was taken to OSU Wexner Medical Center in critical condition. The condition of the other victim is unknown. A Buckeye alert was sent out to campus. Students are being told to shelter in place, be observant, take action as needed. The same alert describes the suspect as 6 foot tall, black male with dreads and glasses. He is armed and considered dangerous. Call 911 if you spot him. So that's going on down in Columbus. So hopefully the students are okay and everything will be okay as that situation develops. And that gentleman will be caught in a timely manner. We hope. Got about 12 minutes left on the air today as we continue on with this program. But certainly big talk is the Spring Brawl, Night of a Thousand Stars, Thursday night, May the 12th at 7 p.m. Tony Atlas, Thunderbolt Patterson online for both of those events. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are $10, and you can get those here at the radio station or there the night of the show. 6 p.m. will be the time the door opens. And George Kasotis, we found out this morning, will be there announcing that night. Tuxedo and all, it will be a lot of fun. Joining us here for the last 11 minutes of this program today, Terry Tackett. Terry, how you doing?
Hello, how's it going?
Going well. What's new?
Unfortunately, my grandmother passed away, so just kind of doing some things today to...
Dealing with that.
Yeah.
So. Now, what was your grandmother's name?
Garnet.
You know, I saw the obituary the other day.
Yeah. She passed away Sunday night. Yeah, so we're just kind of...
82 it was?
82, yeah. Just kind of...
Good age. Nice, long life.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the other day when you were on, we spent a lot of time talking about the big wrestling event coming up on May the 12th. Out at Tri-Rivers. Charlie and George talked about it a little bit this morning. What are your thoughts as some days have passed?
Well, I come today kind of bearing a few gifts.
Oh, gifts?
Yeah. I received something in the mail, and I was told to give this to you, so I don't know.
Oh, what is this?
It's a Chinese calendar.
A Chinese calendar?
Yeah.
Throw that over here.
I don't know who it's from, but...
You're getting Chinese calendars in the mail?
Yeah, I mean...
I think we all know where this came from.
I don't know where, you know.
Let's see here.
I was thanking you, you know, for your great promotion the other day. And
you know, this it's a pink box. It's got panda bears on it. And here we go. We open up this calendar, and it is a Japanese calendar for 2016 from Japan.
Yeah.
Now, the only person I know that's wrestling on the May 12th card that could have any association with this Japanese calendar is the Great Akuma.
Well, how do you know it's from the Great Akuma?
I don't know that. There's nothing on
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't know that.
I just got it in the mail. I just, you know.
Who else do you know in Japan?
Well, I
Give
I
me
know,
five
I
people
know
you
several
know there.
People.
Who? Oh, good. Who? Who do you know in Japan?
I mean, you mean wrestler-wise?
No, who do you have a personal relationship that would be sending you calendars from Japan?
I mean, I know wrestlers from
one.
Japan. Yeah.
I can think of one.
Well, I know several, but...
Who?
Not that I have relationships with, but...
Who do you have a relationship with, though?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a relationship, but I mean... We're friends, if you're talking about the Great Akuma.
The Great Akuma.
Yeah.
You're friends.
Well,
we've had
several Skype conversations, you know. And
again, on May the 12th, the Great Akuma is facing Bobo Brazil Jr. for the championship. You don't think this calendar, very nicely knitted and put together here, could be considered a bribe?
No, he said the note with it said something to spruce the office up, so...
What does this even say here on the back?
Well, you read what year, you know, like what year you were born, and it tells you what animal you are, and it tells you the characteristics of that animal. And
but this is some Japanese writing here. What does that say?
Yeah, it says, "Thank you, Scott."
Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to thank me.
Yeah.
He hasn't greased my pockets.
For promoting it.
Promoting the event?
Yeah.
But he's greased your pockets.
Not
Ah, see, there we go. Not necessarily.
I wouldn't call it that, but...
Well, what has he done?
Well, I'm just...
We all want to know.
I'm just friends with the young man.
The Great Akuma.
Yeah.
So, if you were making book on this, and you were an odds maker in Las Vegas, what are the odds there's going to be a title change that night?
Oh, boy. I would probably say 90% chance.
90? Against a man who's undefeated in classic championship wrestling for over 3 years now,
yeah.
Bobo Brazil Jr., undefeated, well, a 90% chance by an outsider?
I just like, I've seen some of this guy's work. He sent me some tapes from Japan. He's fascinating.
And you think he's going to go in there against the Chop and the Man and Take it down.
I think he can, you know, with his moves, I think he'll be able to avoid that.
Something ain't right.
So
you have a problem with the referee that night, the man who'll be officiating, Referee Ron. Mm-hmm. You are getting Japanese calendars from Japan, and you were awful quiet when Bobo called in the other day.
Yeah.
Also awful quiet when Thunderbolt Patterson, the new commissioner, called in.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't know what you'd, you know, what you'd call it. It's just, like I said, the guy's a friend of mine. He sent me some gifts, and I'm sharing the gifts with, you know, with you.
I wonder what Sean Kraft, we haven't had a chance to talk yet, the chief executive officer of the board of directors, would have to say about this. Sean, if you're out there listening, we got 5 minutes. We need, or 7 minutes. We need some kind of ruling on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is going on? Japanese calendars coming in? And you're also siding with Slim Trimmins and Pinky Shortcake in that Twinkie match. How could you side against Mr. USA?
I didn't say I was siding against him on that.
Oh, so you do put the odds in Tony Atlas's favor.
Absolutely, on that.
Even with Pinky Shortcake.
Sure.
I think all managers should be barred from ringside if it were me.
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Actually, I think there was a second calendar. It was for Mike Clark.
Mike Clark.
Yeah. The Great Akuma wanted to send him one as well, too.
What's he trying to bribe an announcer for?
No, I think he enjoyed Mike's take on his...
That the Great Akuma is dangerous, yeah, and he is dangerous. Yeah. So there's no doubt about that.
That's all that was, you know, that was just a gift of his,
you know, the only saving grace here, the only saving grace here with a crooked president like you is that the chief executive director of the board of directors, Sean Kraft. Well, here's a look. You have your little Skype meetings and things that go on. Well, let me tell you what I've been doing the last couple of days since I learned of this Great Akuma thing. I thought something like this might happen. This hasn't been the first time deals like this have went down.
Mm-hmm.
I did talk with the executive board, and they are in heated meetings the last 2 days reviewing what you said Monday on this program, reviewing your relationship with the Great Akuma, and deciding exactly how much power Thunderbolt Patterson will have as commissioner that night.
On May 12th.
On May 12th.
Okay.
You could end up with nothing.
Hmm. Well, except the Great Akuma being the world champion.
But how would that help you? That's what I'm not figuring out yet.
It would help me in the sense that he's a friend of mine.
So and Bobo's not a friend of yours?
I would be able to celebrate with him. Sure, Bobo's a friend of mine.
So him keeping that, though, doesn't give you the same... You're not going to get a Japanese calendar from Bobo.
No. I get, you know... It's a little different if he wins, you know.
There's something going on. A kickback.
I don't know if I'd call it that.
What do you call it?
I call it a token of appreciation.
A blessing. A blessing?
Yeah.
From the Great Akuma.
Yep.
Folks, May the 12th, you're not going to want to miss this. Tri-Rivers Career Center starts at 7 p.m. with the Night of 1,000 Stars. Great night of entertainment. The Dow Dance Studio, the Carol Alt Dance Studio, and the Lasekni Brothers, Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas, both honored that night. Then we head right into Spring Brawl. Big amount matches announced. We will have, grab the wrong flyer there. We will have Mr. 90210, the 7-foot California Crippler, taking on Demon Khan, local favorite. Lockdown versus GDT. Mr. USA Tony Atlas versus Slim Trimmins with Pinky Shortcake. And the first ever loser gets a Twinkie shoved down their throat match. And the CCW title match, the one we're all talking about. Bobo Brazil Jr. defends his title against the Great Akuma. Thunderbolt Patterson, acting commissioner that night. Sean Kraft will fill us in on exactly how much power he will have and what investigation President Tackett's under. Referee Ron, chief executive referee that night. Will, his say's final. You lost that in the last show. I'll be there. Mike Clark will be somewhere there doing something. I think he's going to be doing stand-up interviews with everybody before and after their matches. And I'm also hearing that Stephen Messenger, who's back in the wrestling industry, might be there that night in some way, shape, or form. You know, you start one of these events, and all of a sudden everything goes haywire.
Yeah. Then before you know it, it just
pandemonium.
Yeah.
And George Kasotis will be announcing that night
in his
tuxedo. And don't forget, tickets are only $10. You can get them at the door May the 12th, 7 p.m., or you can come to the WWGH studio any Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get your ticket early. You'll have your seat earmarked. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
You have something to say?
No.
This whole Japanese calendar thing just rubs me the wrong way.
I'm just spreading the gift as it was given to me.
You know, I'll be there that night.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
And I'll be at that announce table with Thunderbolt Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not hear his? You know, maybe you need to hear that. Have you not heard what he had to say about this particular event?
I heard bits and pieces.
You
of
did?
It.
Well, why don't you? We only got a few minutes here left, so I'm going to try to do this quickly, which is always a trick, if you know what I mean. But let me see if I can pull this up fairly quickly. Now, this is the promo we've been running for the event, but pay very close attention to what Thunderbolt Patterson has to say.
Thursday, May the 12th is going to be a huge night in Marion, as we'll have two big events in one great night. Classic Championship Wrestling will present Spring Brawl Thursday, May the 12th at 8 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Tickets are $10. Acting commissioner that night, legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson.
And coming to Ohio, I mean, it just doesn't make sense of things that's going on now that shouldn't be happening. And like I say, let them all know that the high sheriff in town, they're gonna have to change their ways or move on. So I'm looking forward of that night of coming back. So I'm asking everybody to call somebody, tell somebody I want to touch them, I want to shake their hand. So it's really I'm really looking forward to it.
The High Sheriff's coming to town. Did you hear that? That was Thunderbolt Patterson on this program on Monday. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
I bet you are.
You know, I mean, I've done nothing wrong. I mean,
so far. So far.
I have nothing to
hide. It's not above you to leave your seat that. You'll be at the announce table that night, am I correct?
Yep.
All night, correct?
Yep.
And what if you make a move? You know, Thunderbolt and I will be there.
Yeah.
And the High Sheriff's in town.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And what did he say?
He said, you know, he basically said, you know, don't move.
And you better fly right or fly out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think I'll really need to move that night. I mean, because everything will go...
I would hate to see you move.
Pretty much.
Because Thunderbolt, I think he's got one or two pops left in him. You don't think?
I'm not saying yes or no. I mean,
May 12th is the event, folks. We're all done here for today, but stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio. It's always a lot of fun. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this